Tom Brady's going to Super Bowl again. What the F? Didn't think that was happening ever. But new team, a couple of his buddies, and he's back in the Super Bowl. And Connor lost. All that and more after this. It is cold as hell up here in the Bay Area. Super windy. I would say it's about, wind gust is about 30 knots. Southeast. I don't even know what that means. But anyways, I saw football on Sunday, Saturday. Didn't do much. I tried to do some mushies, but they didn't hit as hard as it did. I felt a little tingly inside, but I didn't, it wasn't a lot. I didn't get a lot. I probably did a little micro dose, and, I saw a movie. I just chilled, broke down. Like, I watched Knocked Up. We watched Knocked Up, and they did a good, like, everything that I saw, I was like, man, they did a good job. The writing in that movie is really good. The writing in Knocked Up is really, really good. Even the part where they do mushrooms and they're in the office, like, because I was kind of on mushrooms, I guess, so I really noticed it. But they were in the hotel and Paul Rudd was like, they have six different chairs in here. Why the hell? Oh, wow. I'm really high up right at that part. And he's kind of breaking down, like, his wife only wants, like, she only wants to be with me. She loves me so much that she wants to be with me every day. And I can't handle that. Like, that kind of breakdown of his own relationship while he was on mushrooms. That's what the mushrooms do. So I think that writing in that movie, like, I loved Knocked Up before when I first saw it. But at the time, I wasn't as enlightened as you would say. Like, I would never have done mushrooms. So I didn't know what the experience was like. And after doing it and sitting down and having, like, when you're on mushrooms, you have conversations with anybody. Like, I've had conversations while I was on mushrooms, like, with my wife. And they're very clear. I'm like, oh, you get it. Like, you really understand what this conversation is going. And, like, oh, shit. You see all sides of all points of view. But, yeah, that's what I did on Saturdays. On Saturday, I did that. And then when it was football time on Sunday, I was pretty tired because I went to sleep kind of late. And, you know, I have kids. They woke my ass up at 8 maybe. And I went to sleep, like, I think 2:30. Almost 3. So yeah, I saw first game was what, Green Bay versus Tampa. And yeah, I was like, I said that Green Bay was going to whoop on them. I was way off. I think the play calling was bad as part of Green Bay's part. Like, they had that 4th and goal and you're down and they're like, oh, let's kick a field goal. That was stupid. And then Tom Brady didn't play his best game. He threw, like, a couple interceptions. And that's where I was like, wow, they're fucking up. Because I think he threw 2 back-to-back interceptions. And Green Bay didn't do shit with it. Green Bay, I was like, fuck, they didn't do anything. I was like, damn, they got another interception. And they still are punting the ball. Like, they didn't do a goddamn thing. So that's kind of, like, how that game went. You know what I mean? You kind of figured. I told my wife, I was like, looks like Tom Brady's going to Super Bowl with a whole new team, man. And she likes it. We're not big Patriots fans because, you know, I'm a Steelers fan. And they kind of always if the Steelers are good, Patriots are good, they're going to face each other in the fucking AFC Championship. And that's happened a couple times. But she just always had a bad taste over Patriots anyways. And she was like, good. He did something. She was like, proves to that team that, fuck, Tom Brady still got it. And yeah, he's still got it because he's in the Super Bowl again for the 10th time. And I was looking at, they were talking about it. Of course, that's all you're going to hear is talk about how he's been in the league for 20 years. And in those 20 years, he's gone to the Super Bowl 10 times. I mean, so he's 50, like, he's batting 100 at going to the Super, I mean, batting 500 at going to the Super Bowl. For a quarterback, for any player, that's fucking insane. Nobody does that. And I think this for sure, like, all right, last time he won the Super Bowl, he kind of put to rest over, like, is he better than Montana? Like, yeah, he's pretty, like, living in the Bay Area, no one will admit that. But it's like, no, yeah, he's better than Montana. And now, like, seeing all these stats and homeboys in the Super Bowl, like, did Montana go to the Super Bowl with the Chiefs? I don't think so. I really don't know. But I don't think so. And, yeah, Brady said, fuck you, I left. And now that I leave, but I'm in the Super Bowl, homies. And who knows, he might win. I don't think he will. This is going to be a battle of age and beauty. I guess Patrick Mahomes is the beauty. Because, yeah, he's a young stud, second trip to the Super Bowl in a row. He's killing it. And, yeah, fucking Tom Brady's old. Still has it, kind of. I mean, he has to play a perfect game, I think, to beat the Chiefs. And their the Buccaneers' defense was really good for them to stop Green Bay a couple times. After getting intercepted, they stopped them again and again. And so it's like, yeah, that defense has to. They played good against Rodgers, but they got to fucking play perfect against Patrick Mahomes. Even though he's all concussed, he still fucking went out there and fucking just slang that pigskin, boy. Sling that pigskin. And I didn't even see it. Speaking of that game, I didn't even see that. I was watching it. I saw the first half, and I was like, you know, in the beginning when the Bills scored up, like, fuck, you were like, uh-oh, Chiefs. Looks like the Bills are coming in hot. And then after that, they didn't do shit. After the first, like, fucking, when the dude fucked up, fucked that punt up, and then they scored a touchdown, and then you're like, uh-oh. These Bills aren't playing games. And then they're like, no, these Chiefs aren't playing games. They fucking were like, we'll let you, like, they fucked up. We messed up. We dropped the ball. That was our bad. But we're going to ram it straight up your ass. And that's what they did. They just ran it straight up their pooper because they just went off. Straight up went off. And, yeah, at one point I was like, after halftime, I was like, why even bother? When they were up 30, I think, 30 to 15, I was like, nah, why am I going to watch this? I'm done. And then when I saw at the end of the game, I was like, oh, 38 to 20 something. I was like, yeah, they didn't even. Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, that's football news. That's the only games that happen. Fucking sports. Sports. In baseball news, Kike Hernandez from the Dodgers sign with the Red Sox. And it's kind of fucking sad that the biggest news for me, like, as a Red Sox fan, is that they got a utility player. This dude plays all positions except for catcher. He even pitches. He's an awesome teammate. That's what you notice. That's one thing that everybody's saying. Like, damn, the Red Sox got a really fun player, which does help with the team morale. I know he'll boost up the clubhouse, they'll have a good time. He's gonna reunite with Alex Verdugo, and they'll be a fun little bunch, which helps, but it's not what they need. Like, I think they already have a fun bunch of players with Xander Bogaerts. Fucking, why can't I say his name? Anyways, the shortstop, Xander, X gonna give it to you. Why can't I say his last name? Why am I that stupid? Fucking Rafi Devers. Yeah, they have good, fun players. But I don't know what the fuck. I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. They got a good fun player, so this guy's gonna be fun too. Let's see who they got. Christian Vasquez is a fun guy. Xander Bogaerts was fun, obviously. Michael Chavis is a fun dude. Rafael Devers is a fun guy. Benintendi, who might be traded, but they got JD Martinez, who's dope. Hunter Renfro, he's a new guy. I don't know how he's going to do. Alex Verdugo. Yeah, they got rid of... I don't know if they officially, but it seems like he's not on here, but yeah. Bradley's not around. But what they need is pitching. All that's funness and playing around, that's all good and all, but pitching, they got Matt Barnes, who's going to be okay, I hope. I mean, fuck, dude. Nathan Eovaldi, who did amazing during the World Series when they won, but I mean, is he still going to have it? I don't think so. I don't even know. Eddie Rodriguez, who's probably their ace, which is nuts to even think about. And that's it, dude. It's like, bro, where's, it's like, fuck, dude. And I think most of their players are hurt. Chris Sale, most likely hurt. Yeah, man. They don't have a lot of pitching, and that's what they need. They need pitching. Anywho, they got a fun guy in Kike Hernandez, but I mean, that's about it. The team that's really going to be scary, the scariest team coming up in the A and the AL, it's not even going to be the Yankees. It's going to be the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are going to have murderers in that fucking lineup. Murderers. So, saying this right now, I'm picking the Blue Jays to win the AL East. Anyways, UFC happened. Let's talk about UFC for a quick second. Conor lost, which was huge. I don't know what I said. I said Dustin might win in the later rounds, but basically what I thought was going to happen with Conor happened with Dustin. I thought Conor was going to TKO, knock him out within the second or third round, but nope, Dustin flipped it on his ass with the boxing and boxed his nuts off. And that's kind of what you thought was going to happen. Like, this fight was not going to ever go to the ground. This was going to be a whole stand-up fight. And that's exactly what Dustin did. He just fucking outboxed him and TKO'd his ass, knocked him out in the second, which was crazy. Crazy. I'm sure had people, like, just fucking going nuts. Then after that, everybody went crazy. But for the fight before that, Chandler beat... Michael Chandler, the one I talked about, Bellator's champ, he won with the second round knockout, I think, as well. And so there goes the Khabib talks. You know, they're like, oh, well, I think Khabib. Dan Hooker. Michael Chandler versus Dan Hooker. Oh, first round knockout, TKO. Yeah. Yeah, man. Prelims, what happened? Prelims, Juliana Pena beat Sarah McMahon. I told you, man, these were like the older chicks. Juliana Pena fucking called out the champ. I don't know what's going to happen there. They might, because, I mean, who else are they going to give her? Who else are they going to give her? Jessica I lost. But, yeah. So, I think Connor's basically done. If Conor wants to make money in a fight and try to build up, because that makes... He beat an aging Cowboy, but before that, he lost. He beat Cowboy, which is, like, not really a big deal. Like, Cowboy's kind of on the decline anyways. He is on the decline anyways. Cowboy's never going to be a champ now. And his next... The only... logical fight I see is Diaz. Now, Diaz is supposedly has something in plans for him. I don't know what it was. People are saying Justin Gaethje. But let's say Diaz does fight Gaethje and he loses, for sure they're going to give him Conor. For sure that trilogy match is going to happen. If he doesn't fight Gaethje, because he's acting like he doesn't have a fight. He's over here calling out Dustin Poirier, calling him a bitch. They were supposed to fight, and it never went down. According to Dustin, what's his name? Diaz never signed the contract. Something happened. He just fell through. I forgot exactly, but it was something like kind of like, what? Like, just dumb. Like, just didn't happen. And so Nate ended up fighting Jorge Masvidal for the BMF belt, which was, I think, was just a stupid fight. Like, why? At 170? It's just dumb. Like, why even bother going up there? So now he's making a comeback to 155, and he's supposed to fight Gaethje. I think that's what they were saying. Honestly, I heard it from Brendan Schaub, and he's kind of full of shit most of the time. So I doubt that that's going to happen. But who knows? But let's say it does. It's going to just be a stand-up brawl. Boxing, I think that's going to be the main key in that fight. And I don't know who will win because they go at it. Justin Gaethje has been known to be knocked out. He's been knocked out a couple times. He goes to sleep fairly easy. Well, not fairly easy, but he does go to sleep. So, and Nate just never goes to sleep. He'll fucking get all bloody and beat up, but he just doesn't go down. He won't get knocked out. It's windy out here. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think he should fight Conor. I don't think Diaz Conor 3 should happen unless Diaz loses his next fight, depending on who they give him. I don't think he's gonna fight Dustin Poirier, because I think Poirier might fight somebody like Oliveira for the title. Khabib's not going to fight Poirier. He just beat him. He beat Poirier, and then he beat Justin Gaethje. So he's like, why? Why am I going to go in and fight that guy? Para, right? For, what? Why? Why? Let me check out the... So, Justin Gaethje's now over there. Who else could he fight? Tony Ferguson. Dan Hooker just lost. Dos Anjos. Kevin Lee. Where the fuck? Like, fucking... Bro, Diaz ain't even on the rankings of lightweight rankings. Where is he at? Is he at welterweight rankings? He's a 155er, though. I don't know why he's not on the rankings. That's just weird. He should be up there because he's for sure in talks. But anyways, yeah. So Khabib will not fight Gaethje. He just beat him. He's not going to fight Poirier because he beat him before that. He was talking about Charles Oliveira because he just did a really good... Charles Oliveira just beat Tony Ferguson. So he was like, maybe him. He ain't going to fight Dan Hooker. So... if Khabib chooses to fight somebody, I think it would be Chandler. Because Chandler was the champ at Bellator, and he just beat Dan Hooker with first round knockout. Why am I retarded? So I think that's where Khabib will go if he chooses to fight, to be 30-0. He'll fight him, and if he wins, then for sure, that's it. But if he says no more fighting, and he just vacates the belt... I think Poirier will fight somebody. He's not going to fight Gaethje. He already beat Gaethje. He's not going to fight fucking... who else is on there? I think he'll fight... he won't fight anybody on here. I think from what it seems like, it'll be Michael Chandler. Chandler versus Poirier for the belt. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think it'll be Charles Oliveira, even though he can. It could be Charles Oliveira. I don't think he's fought him before, but I don't know. I just don't know. But yeah, Conor ain't going to do it. In my world, if I ran the UFC to be the money maker, to be like fucking, you know what? Let's make that bank, bro. I would put Khabib versus Diaz. Everybody will watch it. I would buy it. I don't buy a lot of UFC events anymore. Just because it's like... the app sucks. The way to order them... So you can't just order a pay-per-view anymore and just fucking watch it. You gotta go through their app. And that shit sucks. Their app sucks. It's not good. It's like, it's frustrating. It pauses. It freezes. It shuts down. And you miss a lot of the fight. So I just choose not to. I just say, fuck it. I'll just deal with it. If I really want to see the fight, it has to be like... crazy title fights. Like, I know there's one of the UFCs coming up that has 3 title fights. I might watch something like that. But besides that, I don't know. That's about it. Let me see if there... Yeah, I know there's something coming up that has a lot. But, I think it's, where is it at? UFC some shit. It's gonna be UFC Lick My Balls 259. UFC 259 has 3 title fights. Has Błachowicz versus Adesanya for the light heavyweight fight. That's Adesanya trying to be champ, double champ. So 2 champs going at it. That already has my attention. Like, oh, I might order this. That fight right there. Because I think Adesanya might win. And he'll be double champ. And then Jan versus Sterling for the bantamweight fight. That'll be a fun fight to watch. And then Nunez versus Anderson. Which I think Nunez is just going to fucking put a whooping on her. But whatever. Yeah. That's the only way. Like, I might order that one. Because it has 3 title fights. The main event is going to be champ versus champ. It'll be exciting. And hopefully their app won't shit the bed. And they just fucking raised their fucking pay-per-view prices to $10 more. So, and I don't stream it, illegally stream it, because I don't know how. I'm not tech savvy to do that shit. And honestly, I wouldn't anyways. It's just like, it is what it is. I don't care. I'm not one to like illegally stream shit just for shits and gigs. I'll watch it. Like, you know, like this fight, as it was happening, I just went to Twitter and I saw the knockout, like right after it happened, like maybe seconds after it happened. I looked at it, I just saw like the trending on Twitter was, oh shit, Poirier. Like, everybody was saying, wow, Poirier, wow, with the little diamond emoji. And then somebody in fucking Asia or some shit posted a picture of Conor on laying down, all knocked out. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, is that real? At first, I was like, wait, is this real? Did this really happen? And I was like, oh, shit, it is. Because he's shaved his head. He's bald. And then, and then that's what happened. And so, yeah, I kind of saw it. I didn't see it. But then afterwards, I looked at it. I looked it up. And, yeah, I saw it. People put it up. I didn't have to pay for it. But, yeah, UFC, you'll get my money if you do. Khabib Diaz. Bam, for sure, that's a huge money maker. And honestly, I don't think Conor's gonna make those numbers anymore after losing like that. I mean, you basically have his last 3 fights were just meh fights, because he lost to Khabib. The fight against Cowboy was like, all right, I guess you hit him with your shoulder. And then this fight, you got knocked out in the second round, and you were getting outboxed and outclassed. So sorry, bro. I don't think he's gonna make that needle move anymore. So give this shine to Diaz. See what happens. Give him Khabib. See what happens. People, I think the outcome might be what people expect. I think Khabib might win because he's just a crazy wrestler. But Nate is a black belt in jiu-jitsu. So if he gets on the ground, he ain't scared to be down there. If he might want to be down there and just fucking try to guillotine, try to do something. Who knows, man? Omoplata, a little triangle, a little ankle roll, ankle pick, a little twister. Those are just, I don't even know how to do any of those moves. I just know it because I listen to Rogan and Edgy Brav. So yeah, man, that's been sports talk. Talked about UFC. Kiki Hernandez going to the Red Sox, which is what I'm excited about. I'm like, it's sad that that's what I'm excited about, because it's not like they got a fucking a major player. It's not like they got a huge, like, oh, Mike Trout to the Red Sox. You know what I mean? But Kike's a fun guy. I follow him on Instagram already, so I don't have to look for him on Instagram. I already follow him. And yeah, that's going to be fun. And Super Bowl's red set. I think I already said who I think's going to win. But I won't pick it until next week, bro. I won't do my final pick until next week, dog. That's what I'm saying, dog. Let's see if I have a high note. Let's see if I have, because I'm not getting high right now. So these are just me talking out of my butt. And, oh yeah, I put podcast notes. Champ weekend. NFL weekend of upsets. I thought the Bills, when I wrote this, the Bills were like kicking ass the first 10 seconds of the first 10 minutes of the quarter, first quarter. So I was like, oh shit, it's going to be a weekend of upsets. Poirier upsetting Connie Mack. And then, you know, Bucks upsetting the Packers and blah, blah, blah. But I was wrong. But it was kind of a weekend of upsets, because I was upset that I didn't get diarrhea. Let's see. I know I wrote something down. Oh, the fucking, I was gonna, because the, this isn't high thought. These are just thoughts that come into my mind right now. But I'm calling them high thoughts anyways. The lotto was going on and it was at $1 billion. Straight up $1 billion. That's how much the lotto was. And I never buy it. I was at 7-Eleven. I was like, let me buy it. Just on a whim. It's $1 billion. And afterwards, the whole day that I bought it, it was on Friday, and at Friday night, they picked the numbers. The whole day, I bought it at 1 or something. After that, they picked the numbers at 7 or something like that. So I was like, can't wait to get off of work. I'm going to be a fucking billionaire by the time I get off of work. I was already thinking of how I'm going to spend the money. I was like, man, all right, if I have a billion, I don't want to get too big of a house. I'll get a house that's worth maybe, I don't know, maybe 5-6 million. I'm going to keep, you know, I'm gonna be a simple guy. Simple dude, just that much. I'll give my family money. I'll give my mom $1 million. I'll give my, let's see who I'll give. You know what? I'll give my dad. I'll give my parents a nice house. And then I'll make sure they set up with a cleaning service to come 2-3 times a week just to clean so they don't have to do shit. Get them a nice car they could cruise in. Then you get real cheap after that. Like, oh, but my brothers, I don't want to get them a house. They already have houses. Maybe I'll just set them up where I'll pay for their mortgage so they don't have to pay their mortgage anymore. I'll pay off their homes so they don't have to pay their, yeah, yeah, yeah. My sister, maybe I'll get her a car. Because I don't know. You know what? Nah, I'll get her a motorhome that she wants. She wants a fucking nice trailer home just for herself. But I'll get her that and a car. I'll get her son a car, maybe a Honda. And the whole time I'm thinking, I'm going to be a billionaire, legit billionaire, $1 billion. And well, after taxes, I think they said it was like $700 million. Still, $700 million. And I'm over here thinking like, I'll get them a Honda Civic. Like, bro, I could do better than that. But like automatically, I get real cheap on them. And that's what I wrote down. Like the in-laws, what am I going to get the in-laws? Then I start thinking like, fuck, I don't want to get that. What if I don't want to, fuck. Should I just divorce my wife? How much would I end up if I divorce my wife? And that way I don't have to deal with all that. And it's like, fuck, dude, you get real greedy. I got real greedy. So after that, I was like, I'm never buying the lotto again. I don't want to be this greedy motherfucker. I love my family. I love my wife. I said that in case you guys are listening. Anyways, talk to you guys next week. I hate you. Bye.